The Greymoor Friars Monastery is located on Atoman Mountain, near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Greymoor Friars, and no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. You are invited to listen to another chapter of the dramatized story, The Life of Christ, brought to you transcribed each week by the Greymoor Friars, who offer this series with a prayerful hope that this vivid portrayal of the life of Christ will help to awaken in you a deeper personal love of God and a firm determination to strive to prove that love in your daily life. Now, Chapter 40, The Death of Judas.
And the Lord said to Cain, Where is thy brother Abel? And he answered, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said to him, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth to me from the earth. Now therefore, cursed shalt thou be upon the earth, which hath opened her mouth, and received the blood of thy brother at thy hand.
Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. The disciples were scattered, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him, was alone. And it was dark and quiet about him, and the 30 pieces of silver were heavy in his pocket. And Judas did not like being alone at this hour. And as he walked through the deserted streets of Jerusalem toward the Sanhedrin, his thoughts were on Jesus.
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him.
This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?
Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil.
And Judas did not like the words within himself. He began to have fear in his heart. He hurried to the Sanhedrin and listened to the trial. And shame came over him when he saw that the guards had beaten Jesus and spit upon him. And he began to repent his act. He heard the false witnesses, no two of whom could agree. And he saw Caiaphas tear his garments and scream blasphemy. Then Judas knew that Jesus would be condemned to death. Quickly he rose from his place and rushed out of the palace. And he walked alone with his thoughts.
Amen. Amen, I say to you. One of you will betray me.
Is it I, Rabbi?
He who dips his hand with me in the dish, he will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes his way as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It were better for that man that he had not been born.
Is it I, Rabbi?
Thou hast said it. What thou dost, do quickly.
And the silver in his pocket gave him no comfort. And he wished it were not there. But it was 30 pieces, the price of a slave. And only that night, Jesus had bowed low before Judas and washed his feet and the feet of the others. At the time, Judas thought it unnecessary, even though some of the disciples were bickering over who would have the choice places at the table. At the time, Judas did not want the master to wash his feet. But now he knew it was only because he did not wish to accept anything from one whom he was to betray. And now the one who washed his feet was beaten and spit upon and was to die. And Judas was seized with fear and repentance, and he ran to the temple where the chief priests were discussing how they could bring Jesus to his death.
We shall press Pilate for a quick decision and tell him no more than is necessary.
Pilate cares nothing for our religion. If we say Jesus has blasphemed, he will scorn us, for our God is not his.
Granted. Still, we shall try it.
And if that fails?
If he will not trust the impartiality of the Sanhedrin and accept its judgment, then we shall bring charges which will put the case into the procurator's court.
Ah, that is better. Present him as a dangerous political agitator who was stirring up rebellion against the authority of Rome. Pilate will have to listen then.
It matters little in which court he is tried, as long as the result is the same. My one concern is that the people may raise a clamor, especially his followers.
Have no fear. His disciples have deserted him. As for the people, they have been warned that any outbreak in favor of Jesus will bring down the Roman soldiers and Pilate will seize the temple treasure.
He is innocent.
What brings you here, Judas? Our business is finished.
No, no.
Be gone. We have no further need of you.
No, no. I must speak out.
Say what you have to quickly, then go.
I have sinned in betraying innocent blood.
What is that to us? See to it yourself.
But he is innocent.
We are the judges, not you.
It may rest better with you, Judas, to know that he himself confessed to blasphemy.
A lie. No two witnesses could tell the same story. And long ago you declared if he testified to himself, he was false.
Your services were finished when we paid you the price for your kiss.
Here, take back your money.
You earned the money. It is yours.
I give it back!
Servants, gather the money and bring it to me.
There are 30 pieces. But Abner, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury, seeing it is the price of blood.
Yet it would be foolish to waste it.
Have you a suggestion?
Each year, great throngs pour into the city. Many come from a great distance. Each year, a few die, and the city has to provide burial.
Yes?
There is no cemetery set aside for them. Therefore, let us use this money to buy ground where they can be buried.
A good suggestion. Have you a place in mind?
In the Valley of Gehenna, there is a plot of land known as Potter's Field. Years ago, there was a pottery workshop there. but it is no longer used.
I know the place. Abner, I put you in charge of the money. See to it that the field is bought for the purpose you suggest. Now I see the dawn is here. Let us go with the prisoner to Pilate.
And they hastened with Jesus to the praetorium, the place where Pilate sat on a dais and conducted the business of his office. But because this was a pagan dwelling, they did not enter lest they be defiled, whereas they were anxious to remain clean because the Pasch was about to begin. And they stood at the threshold and made a great clamor, so that Pilate went out to them.
What is this? Why do you come here?
Procurator, we have brought this prisoner. He is a criminal, deserving punishment.
What accusations do you bring against this man?
If he were not a criminal, we should not have handed him over to thee.
Rome has no charge against this man. Of what do you accuse him?
Of blasphemy, which he has confessed.
Then this is a religious matter. Take him yourself and judge him according to your law.
It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death.
Death? In effect, you wish Rome to permit you to execute this man, but on a charge that Rome does not recognize as meriting the death penalty. Deal with him yourself, since he is guilty of violating one of your religious laws. Now, I have other business to attend to.
Wait, Pilate. There is more.
Yes?
We found this man perverting our nation and forbidding the payment of taxes to Caesar and saying that he is Christ the King.
Now you sing another tune. Why did you not tell me this at the beginning?
Did we not say we would not have brought him to you were he not a criminal?
I will question the prisoner myself and get at the truth of this matter. Guards, bring him with you. Follow me.
See, we got his ear when we mentioned taxes and Caesar.
You were right, Abner.
Now we must keep pressing those charges.
But we cannot overlook his blasphemy. Our people don't relish paying taxes to Rome, and we must teach other ambitious prophets to hold their tongues.
Very well. We'll see the people know he has defied the law and the temple, and because of this, he has been turned over to Pilate for punishment.
Step forward, prisoner. I see they have not dealt gently with you. Art thou the king of the Jews?
Dost thou say this of thyself, or have others told thee of me?
Am I a Jew? Thine own people and the chief priests have delivered thee to me. What hast thou done?
My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would have fought that I might not be delivered to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here.
Thou art then a king.
Thou sayest it. I am a king.
Then you admit this charge. What is your lineage? Of what royal house?
This is why I was born and why I came into the world. To bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
What is truth? But I don't wish to get involved in that, so don't answer. Let sophists and grammarians expound to their heart's content. I deal with tangible things of law and taxes. A ruler has no time for... Ah, your accusers seem impatient for their answer. Hast thou no answer to make? Behold how many things they accuse thee of. Come, come, you must say something in your defense. Not that I believe these crafty priests or trust them. But for some reason they ask your death, and to find the true answer I would have to meddle with their religion and their laws, and this I will not do. So if you will speak up, we must return to them.
What takes Pilate so long?
He's coming now.
You've finished with your examination, Procurator?
I have.
What sayest thou?
I find no guilt in this man.
Oh, no.
Silence!
Oh,
no.
But, Procurator, he is stirring up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, and beginning from Galilee even to this place.
What? Galilee, did you say?
Yes.
Who is this man?
He is called Jesus of Nazareth.
He is then a Galilean?
Yes.
Then he should be taken to the Tetrarch of Galilee, under whose jurisdiction he falls.
Permit me to say, Procurator, the accused, if brought before the representative of Rome, should be tried before you, regardless of his place of birth.
Even so, I have the power to change the place of jurisdiction. Herod Antipas is here for the feast. Take the prisoner to him.
Oh,
but, Procurator, if we do
trouble
this...
Trouble me no more with this. Take him to Herod or release him, for I find no guilt in him.
Come, let us take him to Herod. But I think we will be back here shortly.
And with much grumbling, the chief priests took Jesus to Herod. It was now fully light, and Judas, who had flung the money on the temple floor, did not welcome the light, for all men could look upon him. Neither did he care for the dark, for then he felt more alone. And it was because of the darkness that he kissed Jesus, so the soldiers would know whom to arrest. So he walked, a man keeping to the shadows, where it was neither light nor dark. And he walked to the southern gate of Jerusalem, and being tired, he leaned against a tree overlooking the valley of Gehenna. Now this tree was in leaf, and these leaves the wind stirred into a whispering sound.
Friend, for what purpose hast thou come?
Rabbi!
Judas, dost thou betray the Son of Man with a kiss?
O Lord, cursed, cursed, cursed be the day I was born.
Now Pilate, wishing to have Jesus off his hands, and learning he was a Galilean, sent him to Herod Antipas. And Herod was exceedingly glad, for he had been a long time desirous to see him, because he had heard so much about him, and he was hoping to see some miracle done by him.
We have here, Herod, Jesus of Nazareth, whom Pilate has sent because he declares he comes under your jurisdiction.
So? Thou art the one who called me an old fox.
I've heard much of you and your miracles. Canst thou work miracles, Jesus? Why art thou silent before me?
Most excellent Herod, there is a long list of charges against him. He has blasphemed, a crime punishable by death. He has sinned against the Sabbath. He takes it upon himself to forgive sins when only God can forgive.
You have accused him before Pilate, have you not?
I?
Why did he not deal with him?
No doubt he prefers that you, as Tetrarch of Galilee, should pronounce sentence on one of your own subjects.
I would like first to see a miracle by this man. My court is waiting, Jesus. Let us see one of these works of which we've heard so much. What dost thou persist in silence?
Change us some water into wine.
Here is a loaf of bread. Feed us all with it.
Miracle worker, what has happened to your power? Come. How can I judge the merit of your works unless I see them?
Herod, Pilate sends him to you. We give you the charges. May we have your sentence?
Oh, be patient, Abner. Jesus of Nazareth, dost thou know John the Baptist? Oh, come, you can answer that in one word.
It is evident he will not talk, Herod. He deems your questions not worthy of answer.
So? Then let his silence speak against him. Soldier, come forward. I will send him back to Pilate. But first, array him in the garments of a fool. Now, him back to Pilate with my compliments. And say that I appreciate his thoughtfulness in sending him to me, but that Herod bows to Rome in this matter. Take him away.
And they treated him with contempt. And mocked him, and sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends that very day, whereas previously they had been at enmity with each other. And meanwhile, Judas stood on the hill overlooking the valley of Gehenna, beneath a tree with the wind whispering through its leaves. And despair was upon him.
I have sinned.
What is that to us?
One of you is a devil.
I have betrayed innocent blood.
What is that to us?
Friend, for what purpose hast thou come?
I have sinned.
See to it. Thyself.
See to it thyself. See to it thyself. See to it thyself. See to it thyself.
Cursed be the day I was born.
Then Judas hanged himself with a halter. And after the chief priests had consulted together, they bought with the 30 pieces of silver the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. For this reason, that field has been called, even to this day, Haseldama, that is, the field of blood.
the Lord said to Cain, Where is thy brother Abel? And he answered, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said to him, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth to me from the earth. Now therefore, cursed shalt thou be upon the earth, which hath opened her mouth, and received the blood of thy brother at thy hand.